Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
I'm John Batchel with my colleague and friend Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. We turn to the war fighting in the Middle East with a algorithm that is fresh. You fire a rocket or a drone and the other side fires an anti-missile or a drone, and you're both accounting for damage to the ground game or to the civilians or to the infrastructure or to the confidence. There's another way to look at this war. It's the cost of those missiles and drones. And we welcome retired General Blaine of the United States Air Force commenting most recently on this headline in the Bloomberg. Iran's missile math, $20,000 drones take on $4 million Patriots, subhead. Which side runs out of munitions first could determine the outcome of the war. Blaine, a very good day to you. I follow Hollywood, follow the money. So right now, this is a new calculation. Drain the other side on the basis of its budget, not on the basis of its ability to defend itself. And at this point, what are we learning about the combat, given that it's an all-new theater? Good day to you, General.
Good day. Listen, this has been the topic of logisticians forever, is how much does the war cost my enemy in terms of dollars and materiel versus our side? When we saw the little green men going into Crimea, my first question was, what does it cost to have a battalion group for the Russians on the Ukrainian border? How much per day? Well, this stuff was all nerdy science until the advent of drone warfare and the asymmetric value that drones bring to the battlefield in what exactly you're highlighting, $20,000 drone versus $4 million missiles. That math is so stark that even operations generals with the daggers in their mouths take look at and say, we can't sustain that. So what we see catching up very carefully, and we're seeing it on this battlefield too, is the advent of laser-based systems that can engage drones. And those shots are about $2.40 a shot. There's just not enough of those systems on the ground right now. So to mitigate this, what you're seeing happen right now is a combination. We are identifying inbound objects. As soon as we know whether they're a threat to lives, then we decide whether we're going to engage it or not and with what. And then in some cases, like in the Dubai U.S. consulate, you let them through because it's not worth it. Go ahead and take the hit to the infrastructure and then deal with it later. And then the other mitigator, which we saw last night, is we're now hitting their ability to even fire anything. And that was a massive bombing campaign, B-2s, B-1s, B-52s, fighter bombers. They've serviced since the 5 days that this started over 2,000 targets. And so day by day, Iran's ability to throw anything anywhere is getting diminished. Most importantly, the targeting, Iran hoping to keep Erdogan in Turkey neutral on this. They fired a missile at Turkey just about hours ago, and Turkey intercepted it before it could get to them. But logistics is now going to come to the forefront. My war has to be cheaper than your war if I'm going to win.
Yes, that's a headline out of Washington and London. NATO shoots down Iranian missile heading toward Turkey's airspace. Gordon, you have a question for the general.
General Holt, let's put this into a different context. Everyone talks about how the cost advantage is against the United States. But if you were to go talk about air-to-air combat, which is not relevant for Iran, because Iran really doesn't have any air assets anymore. But let's talk about how United States versus China. The Chinese have a lot of planes. They're going to have more than we will in the not-too-distant future. But with our F-35 having better air awareness, wouldn't it seem that we could send an air-to-air missile, and which is maybe $2 million, I don't know what it is, and take down a $20 million or $30 or $40 million Chinese stealth fighter? Isn't the cost advantage in that context in our favor?
It is in our favor that way. We have, but at the moment of the battle, right behind that fighter, you've got an incredible logistics tail. So wherever we're having that engagement with the Chinese, tell me about where that F-35 launched from. How much gas is that, and spare parts are being used to generate that sortie? If your J-35 is coming off of Hangzhou or Dalian, then it's very cheap to go ahead and launch those sorties. It's very expensive to sustain out of Yokosuka, the USS George Washington, with its F-35 complement, get airborne, get the refueling going, stay airborne and sustained. So the cost advantage would still be with coastal Chinese forces. But and certainly quantity is a quality all unto itself. The Chinese having bet big dollars on having the most in the inventory, where we go the tech route, they've tried to steal it. They've even tried to co-opt traitorous pilots to teach them. It's not going to work. The Chinese are going through their two sessions. They just convened their two sessions meeting in Beijing, as you know. And one of the topics is going to be, what are we learning about our equipment and how it's performing in Iran? How did it do in Venezuela, Pakistan, and is it time to recalculate whether the Chinese infrastructure strategy for its military is sufficient? And I think they're going to come to a pretty sobering conclusion.
Moscow, just quickly, General, what does it see? What does it learn from watching this exchange of missiles and drones and cost accounting?
Yeah, I think that Moscow is absolutely respecting United States military power in a way that they hadn't before. They months ago, maybe a year ago, they were very, very confident that Poseidon, Sarmat, Oreshnik were going to lead the way for Russia to be the militarily dominant power. They understand now that that's not the case. I think Moscow and Beijing are both resigned to understand that the president is enabled to make good on his new national security strategy. I think China certainly understands that the cost of oil on the world markets is going to go up, and neither seems ready to invest anymore in the Ayatollah or the mullahs.
Gordon, we have a minute.
Blaine, how long do you think this air campaign lasts?
Air campaign probably goes 4 to 5 weeks. I think the next phase is going to be the Kurds that are massing on the Iraqi-Iranian border link up with the Free Iranian forces. They'll come together. They'll arm the Free Iranian forces. And then you're going to see a revolutionary war. We're going to be there with an air campaign ready to hit targets that make sense and keep the advantage in the Patriots' hands.
There are a lot of outlaw regimes in and around the area. But I'm watching Turkey. Are you watching Turkey, Blaine?
Turkey is very pivotal at this point. As long as the diplomacy holds and Erdogan stays on the fence, is reminded every hour on the hour that he's a NATO member, we may get through this with Turkey staying on the sidelines.
Yeah,
it could change.
With Iran falling down the stairs, Turkey is now the regional hegemon. Do you agree?
I believe they're a regional rival to Israel, yes.
General Blaine Holt, United States Air Force, retired. Gordon, a comment, just one brief comment on you. Watching Russia, watching Beijing, are they learning something that is going to stay with them, or will they be back to the threatening rhetoric as before?
Well, I'm sure they're going to threaten rhetoric, but they're not superpowers, and certainly not China. We learned that on January 3 in Venezuela. We're learning it now. Chinese talk big, but they really can't do anything. When the U.S. wants to do something, we do it. China has to watch, and they can complain, but that's about it.
We thank our colleague, General Blaine Holt, United States Air Force, retired, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino.
America Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.